Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Sure, I'm glad you did. I am having a good day, but it didn't start out that way. Well, I mean, it's nothing big. I had one of those mornings. My father and grandfather used to say it was a black cloud morning, where it just seemed like a dark cloud was over me this morning. Everything was fighting me. If I walked by a door, my sleeve got caught in the hand, just all kinds of little nitpicky things, and I was about to lose it, man. I was about to lose it. Just one of them days. But then it turned around, and I realized we had a fantastic show lined up today. Very exciting show. My guest today is a actor extraordinaire. He's been in a lot of stuff, man, and his latest film that he was in is a horror movie called Blackstock Boneyard. And without further ado, and it releases today. That's real exciting. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest today, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian,
hey.
How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, so today's the big day. The day is the
yep.
big day. That's
excited.
Cool.
Excited
that
myself
cool.
to watch it because I haven't got a chance to watch it yet. So I'm watching it with everybody else.
That's cool, man. That is awesome. Well, I watched it last week, and I liked
this
film a lot. Yeah, it was fantastic. I like a good revenge movie, and if it's supernatural revenge, all the better. All the better, I say,
Great.
I love, there is just, I'm at that age where I really like seeing Jack Balls get their comeuppance. Nothing better.
Good.
I love it.
It always makes me happy when I hear that people enjoyed it, so that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, let me ask, you're out in L.A.?
I'm actually based in Atlanta. Yep.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember. Yeah, we were talking about that on Facebook. I totally spaced on that. Yeah, Atlanta. Now, did you move to Atlanta, or are you from that neck of the woods?
Yeah, I moved here from Los Angeles, but I'm from neither Atlanta nor Los Angeles. In fact, I'd never even been to Atlanta before I decided to move here. Kind of a fun story. But I'm originally from Iowa, Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's very cool. Very cool. I got stuck there one time. I saw a fantastic – I don't know if you're familiar, Hank Williams III. I saw a Hank Williams III show there. I was on a Greyhound bus heading from New York to Los Angeles, and I had all my paints.
Wow.
I'm a painter by trade, and had all my paints with me. So you can't fly anymore with any of that stuff because, it's chemicals and everything. And so you get to ride the old dirty dog. And it was – so we're going through the bluffs there, and the biggest snowstorm in, 100 years showed up. Closed the freeways down. And so they said, well, we're going to be here for at least 2 days, we're thinking. So you guys better find –
that's my home. That's where
I went
from.
To a bar, and I'm telling you,
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was a fun time.
sounds like it.
Many adventures were had. Cold and snowy, but yet adventures nonetheless. So let me ask you this, growing up. I do too. You know, I love looking at it on the TV, and my friends will send me pictures. I grew up in Detroit, man. The snow there was horrible. It would it would snow. I'm sure it's not this way anymore. When I was a kid, Detroit was a much different city. And, yeah, it would snow. It would be brown. It would be all stained and look.
Yeah, it usually starts off nice and white, and then as time goes, it definitely gets less attractive.
Yeah, this in Detroit, it would fall from the sky like that. It was bad.
No kidding.
Well, I think what it was, the reality is, when I was a kid there, they, I don't know, they used to sell, it's weird, cities are weird. They would sell their garbage to, I guess, Canada or something like that. They had these big landfills. And somebody made them mad or something, and they wouldn't buy the garbage anymore. They couldn't move it there anymore. So they said, well, we'll just build this giant incinerator in the middle of downtown, and we'll just burn it all and put it right up in the atmosphere.
Sounds like a great idea.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
Then we had brown snow. Oh, it was bad. Well, let me ask you, when you were growing up there, did you know acting was, you know, entertainment, movie star? All this and that, TV star in the cards? Was that kind of the plan?
You know, not at all, actually. I grew up, and my biggest passion growing up was basketball. I wanted to be a professional basketball player, and I was a huge fan of Michael Jordan. I was convinced if I believed I would grow up to be 6'6" like Michael Jordan, I would. Somewhere along the lines of a miscalculation, I ended up about 5'6". But I always had a passion for art. And so similar, you said you paint by trade. Mm-hmm. I actually got my degree in graphic design. So I actually have done a lot of drawing and painting and just love for arts in general. Like I sometimes say that I'm an artist before I'm an actor, just because I really appreciate the arts.
And no, so, I hear you, man.
Yeah. So it kind of, when I got to college, I was initially pre-pharmacy, but I realized it wasn't going to be something I was going to be happy in. And so when I found out about graphic design and doing art for a living, then that really spoke to me. And that's kind of when my life kind of took a, you know, the direction to go towards the arts. I didn't really even know until towards the end of college that I was interested in act, like that I had a thing for acting. There was something in me that found it fascinating, but I had never really even tried it towards until like going into my senior year of college.
Wow. Wow. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show, no, I don't want to, turn any 10-year-old, kids off, yes, if you want to be an astronaut, you absolutely can. There's a lot of math, but okay, but things change and interests mm-hmm. and whatnot change. And, as we ride the train of life here, the cool thing is to be able to recognize them. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. Brian, I know people 65 years old that haven't figured out what they need to be doing,
Yeah.
And I hope they do.
That's fortunate. Yeah. It felt like my calling. I feel like God really called this into my life because it was never something that I planned, And looking back on the course of things, there's things that have happened that I could have never planned, meeting a
right.
group of people. There was 3 other people that wanted to move to Los Angeles at the same time as me. As soon as I decided, a film that was a SAG, a union film came to Omaha, Nebraska, where I was at the time, and that never happened, which made me eligible to join
right.
the union before I even made it to Los Angeles. Just like the things that happened were, very spirit-led, I feel.
Well, there's a great quote that I love by Mark Twain, of all people, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it the gist is, he said that there were 2 very important days in a person's life, the day they were born and the day they figure out why. And I always thought that was very powerful. And
yeah.
the weird thing is, I don't want to sound like all California New Agey and grab your crystals, everybody. But I have found in my time upon the world here, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, things just kind of happen. It's very weird. Things kind of
mm-hmm.
work out and opportunities kind of click into play. And it's really cool. Now, I will say this. I've seen this, the opposite of that happen as well. When someone's doing what they're not supposed to be doing, God or whatever,
mm-hmm.
let them know that they're not supposed to be doing that. Very clear message.
Definitely.
A lot of guys in county
absolutely.
Lockup experiencing that right now.
Yeah.
There was a silent alarm in that thing. I'm kidding. Don't rob me banks, anybody. That's only for the movie, what Brian does. Now, in this film, this is certainly a cool film. I am not, let me just say from the get-go, and I'm just being very transparent, very honest with everybody, I'm not one. I have horror friends that are into, they live, breathe, and sleep horror movies. That they're into it, man. I like a good horror movie every so often. And this was a great, this was a good movie. It had a little bit of humor in there mixed with it, but some of the most creative comeuppances I've seen. I dug it.
Awesome.
I like this movie a lot. Yeah, you know, it was very, this is a good date movie, and I say that because not all date movies are rom-coms. Sometimes you need a poor guy to jump into your arms, you know? I mean, that's wrong with that.
I've
been doing that long time.
Go. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, you know, I think that's the whole reason people start drawing animals in caves, is they were, you know, telling their girl, hey, yeah, look what's out there. I could be out there, but I better stay here and protect you.
It's got to be.
There might be truth about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I noticed they never painted anything nice on it. It was always like some animal that was trying to kill them, or we were going to hunt or something. You know, it was never like a flower.
Yeah.
Some ferocious animal. I thought I'd paint some corn. Yes. Something with horns and claws. You know. Oh, man. Anyway, so this is a cool film. Let me ask you now, did you go through, was it like a casting company, or they sent you the script, or somebody you saw it in the paper? How did your involvement come about with this film?
Yeah, for me it was a pretty standard in that it came through my agent. I have an agent down in Louisiana mm-hmm. where we filmed, and it came audition notice came through them, Landrum Arts LA, that's their name, Don and George. They're a great, great couple. They're married, and they've been my agent down there for probably around 10 years or so, I want to say. And they've just been really, they're wonderful people. But came through them, did my audition, and as you see in the film, I was a real jerk. In my audition, and that worked. And you know, then you get that you get that great call, and it's just they want to hire you for the role, and I was like, oh, awesome, great news, you know. And so we get to go play. So then we filmed it in Douglasville, Louisiana.
Wow! Small town. Now, was it a long? Was it a long shoot? I imagine you had to go down there a couple of weeks, right? Or was it longer than
well,
that?
I think I was on set 3 weeks, and I'm not sure if the production itself went, not sure if they went 4 weeks. Sometimes on lower budget films, they try to do a pretty quick schedule because, you know, the more days, the more the costs rack up. So I think it probably wasn't too much longer than 4 weeks overall.
Wow. And then there's, you know, a year of editing and whatnot, all that fun stuff. And
actually,
talking to distributors.
We did this one. Actually, we filmed it in 2017. So it's been a few years. This one, yeah. So I'm very excited that it's
I was going to ask,
coming
up. Well, that's pre-pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
Didn't even have a clue that was going to be happening.
Nope. The good old days.
Oh, man. Well, that's one of the cool things. Like I said, I'm not in the movie business, but it's something I've definitely learned since doing the show here is, you know, us civilians out here, we see something on the TV or we see a movie or something, and in our minds, because we're used to common work, I guess. And so, you know, people go to work 9 to 5, they get a check, you know, mm-hmm. it's just how people work. Where in entertainment and movies and television, I mean, you might film us, like you said, in 2017, and we don't see it for a couple years. You know, it's 4 years
mm-hmm.
ago. And one of the things I have found interesting with actors like yourself and whatnot is they'll come on the show, and then they have to take a beat almost to remember because they've done 12 things since then, you know, and those memories
Absolutely.
Are in front of them. Oh, that's crazy.
Like,
that is crazy.
I was talking to one of my castmates and about doing interviews, and she's like, I don't know what I would say. It's been so long.
Well, it happened. You know, but it's especially the independent film, because, you know, things come up and you know, and the reality is sometimes people run out of money, you know, to do certain things. I saw one, it was so, this was a few years ago, and I was doing the show, and I had a guest coming on, and I try to do a little research beforehand, so, you know, we can have a conversation. And so I was looking this guy up on YouTube, and he had filmed somewhere, it was like Minnesota or some Montana, some M state, Michigan maybe, I can't remember. But they had him on the morning news show, like the local Fox affiliate, and they're like, oh, and the big film's being filmed in, you know, Anytown, USA here. And, you know, and he was being interviewed, and it was very exciting. And then I looked at the date, and it was 1993. And this was like 2015, you know. I was like, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know what, you got it out there. People are watching it on Hulu today.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-A. LBION.com, MichelleAlbion.com. very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
I actually am a part of a sci-fi series, an independently made sci-fi series called Space Command. And we started filming it about 9 years ago. We're about ready to film our fourth hour of it now. But it's mostly crowdfunded, and there's been some investors that have invested as well. But it's all independently made, and so it's you know, it takes time. Don't have big studio money being thrown at it, you know.
Oh, especially sci-fi, you know. I mean, man, coming up with an astronaut suit or whatever, I'm just as an example, it's tough to do, you know.
We
know how to do that.
Lately they've, the stuff we're going to film for our fourth hour, they've been building an alien spaceship. So not only do they have to come up with the concept of what it's going to look like, then they're going to have to, you know, they have to make the set to look like this foreign thing that they, you know, doesn't actually exist. And then, you know, then we come and play in that space.
And you know what's crazy is there's right in the middle, we're right in the middle of a lumber shortage. I don't know if you've been seeing any of that. Like a 2x4 is like $10 a 2x4 now. Crazy. And I imagine behind in that set that there's a few 2x4s being used. There's a producer crying somewhere.
So. <You know? laughs> No doubt.
Oh, man. Well, that's cool. You know, one of the things that I find interesting about independent film is that usually the people involved have to wear about 9 different hats. You know, because everybody's kind of just, you know, it's all hands on deck. Was that, this film did not seem like a low budget film. When I watched this, I didn't sit there and go, oh, I feel like I'm watching 70s Doctor Who. This looked great, you know.
Yeah.
The cameras or whatever, but it didn't look like like a micro budget project. Looked pretty good.
Yeah, you can still, I mean, if you get the right equipment, the people with the right talent, you know, in place, then you definitely can get a very high quality product, you know, and I think that's really the ultimate situation for any producer, to make it for as little and then sell it and have the most profit, you know. That's ultimately the goal.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, one of the things you can do to help you, you know, put the odds in your favor of that win is getting great actors like yourself, you know, and the other folks in this film as well. I thought everybody did a great job with it. I really enjoyed it. I was taken away. It was a cool story and a good concept. And I just, you know, really lost myself for a little bit there in it. And to me, that's a win. You know?
Heck yeah. That's great. Yeah. Get lost in a story. That's what you want. You don't want people to be watching you like, I don't believe that person. As soon as they start, you know, recognizing that you're acting or whatever, you know, or that light seemed off or like that camera moved, they start like, you know, they're not actually in the story, then you've lost them. But if they're actually just in the story, that's what you want.
No, it's fantastic. I tell you, my wife, I watched it with my wife here at the house, and I love her to death. It's a good thing she's cute. No, she's great. But one of the things that really bugs me is she's one of these people that will find like little continuity error, you know, hey, that guy's jacket was on this way two scenes, you know, or how is it suddenly not, you know, and it just is a drag to watch. We don't watch a lot of movies together. Every so often we will. But, you know, it just gets, because it's exhausting for me. I'm like, I overlook a lot. I will say that. But at the same time, it's an enjoyment. That's the whole point of it, you know. She didn't say a word during this. She didn't find it.
Oh, no.
To my knowledge, and she's pretty good at that. I don't think there were any continuity errors in there.
Love that.
She didn't find
great.
She didn't see any. Yeah, so
all right.
That's a pretty good litmus there. Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Awesome. Good.
Now, you mentioned your sci-fi show that you're working on. Is there any other projects? Because I want to see more of you, Brian. Is there any more other projects you can speak of? I don't want you to get in trouble or anything. I know sometimes
yeah, actually,
you got to keep things on the down low.
Yeah. I actually, earlier this year, actually on Valentine's Day, I had a film that I'm the lead in come out on HBO Max called In Other Words.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really funny comedy with Chris Kattan in it. He's a Saturday Night Live legend. And Eddie Ganem from Devious Maids and Natasha Eska from the last season of Narcos. Rishi Aria, Joe Nunez, tons of really talented actors made by Patrick Perez and Christina Nava, husband and wife couple.
Wow.
They are fantastic filmmakers. It's also on Amazon and a lot of places you can buy it. I'm very proud of that film. So that one's a lot of fun. You can watch, I'm in the second season of Mindhunter in a few episodes, which is on Netflix. So
that's a great show.
I'm working on a film right now. I don't know how much I can really say about it yet, but it's a comedy, and I've just directed other people that want to know more to follow my social medias. At Brian McClure.
Thanks.
Is my Instagram, and that way they can, when I can share more, that's what I'll usually be sharing.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we will have a link. I just saw on our show page we don't have a link to Brian's Instagram. As soon as the show is over, give me about 3 minutes, and we will have a link up there directly to it. So all you got to do is click right there and get right over to his Instagram. And we live in an algorithm world, ladies and gentlemen. If you dig an actor or a band or an independent film or something, and they have social media, like and share that, man. It helps with the algorithms. It helps get the word out.
Definitely.
And chances are your friends are going to dig whatever you like because, your friends, common interests and all that.
Definitely.
Very, very cool. Well, Brian, thank you so much. Congratulations on, another one in the can, as the Hollywood folks say. Man, this is
thank
out.
You.
You realize people could be watching this right now. They could be watching
right now,
various screens, and you're looking out at them with that pleasant personality you have in this set.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, that's cool. Excited to see their responses, people's responses.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, keep doing what you're doing. You're real, real good at it. And
thank you so much.
The reality of Brian McClure is he's a nice guy. Don't judge
thank
him.
You.
By
I
that
like it. Thank
character.
You.
But he plays it well.
Thank you.
He plays it well.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Thank you so much.
Very cool. Well, folks, that's going to wrap
awesome.
It up for us today. We will be we'll be back tomorrow. We've got Paige Howard's on the show, daughter of Ron Howard. She plays a highfalutin, fancy dancy producer in the movie Hollywood.com, and she will be on tomorrow. We'll be discussing acting and all of that. Very, very cool. We will see you then. Get over and check out Blackstock Boneyard and check out Brian's social media. We'll have the link up here in two shakes. We will see you next time. Thanks a lot, Brian. You rock. You're awesome.
Thank you. You too.
Talk to you soon, man. And
all right,
folks,
thanks a lot.
I'll talk to you soon as well. Have a good day.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.